One topic in the news at the moment involves the question of how to share the resources of the American West. Wildlife there is often protected by authorities, but it's not always appreciated by locals when there are shortfalls. Reporter Clay Scott of Mountain West Voices brings us a tale of how game wardens in Montana cared for a lonely black bear cub.
The hot, dry summer meant not a lot of berries, and that in turn meant that many bears had to forage far from their normal territory. Quite a few of those wandering bears ended up being shot or hit by cars, and that means there were a lot of orphaned black bear cubs this year, like the one a friend and I saw when we were driving down a dirt road on the prairie, miles from suitable black bear habitat. At first, as it scurried through the grass, it looked like a black lab puppy. Then it scampered up a power pole.
We've been really, really busy with bears all throughout the state this year. We've handled a lot of different urban wildlife bear complaints.
That's Brady Murphy. He's a game warden in Augusta, Montana. When he arrived, less than a half hour after I called him, the cub was still looking down at us from the top of the 40-foot power pole.
And we're just going to kind of hopefully be able to get some Tylosol and him tranquilizers and get him relocated, see what we can do with him.
Brady doesn't have any tranquilizer darts, so he puts out a call for help. Two wardens respond from other districts.
Bob Thomas Road, are you coming up 287?
Yeah, just got a little
bit north of the border. Okay, yeah, so you'll come up.
Game wardens in Montana cover vast territories. Tegan Winters is driving 50 miles to get to where we are. Quinn Kuka is on her way from north of Great Falls. That's an hour and a half drive. I ask Murphy why, in the middle of hunting season, three wardens would converge on a power pole in the middle of the prairie to tranquilize a black bear cub.
You don't do this job to get rich. You do it because you love the resources and you want to protect them, and you have that strong passion.
Finally, the other wardens are here. Kuka has brought a dart pistol. Winters has tranquilizers. The trouble is, even if they managed to hit the bear cub with a dart, it wouldn't survive the fall. They need to get him to come down. Murphy grabs a shotgun.
So explain what you're doing here.
We just have a simple cracker shell coming out of the shotgun. It's essentially a big firecracker. We're going to try shooting it way up above him. Hopefully that bang will encourage him to move a little bit and come down or something. So we're going to give it a try.
At the explosion, the cub doesn't even flinch. We back up several hundred yards. The plan is to lure the cub down, then chase him up a smaller pole and dart him. Kuka has offered her sleeping bag as a kind of net to catch the cub as he falls. She's at the wheel of her pickup, and the rest of us are in the back. Murphy has the dart pistol at the ready. We watched the bear through the binoculars. At this distance, he's a black dot against the prairie sky. Finally, the cub straddles the pole and starts to move down.
I think he's about down.
We're close. I want him all the way down before we go up there. I'd rather him have him on the ground and we'll get him out in the field somewhere.
Okay.
I think he's down. Does it look like he's down?
Good luck.
Crossing the road.
The cub scurries across the road and up the smaller pole.
We can catch him from there.
Get your sleeping bag.
The wardens gather round with a tranquilizer dart.
Ready?
Yep.
Oh, I knew he was.
Good dart.
Good shot, baby.
Oh.
Good dart, though. Good hit.
Good hit. He's gonna fall back.
He's gonna come over backwards.
He's gonna hit the. Yeah. He's gonna hit the pole.
Here he comes.
Here he comes.
Towards me.
Uh oh.
Just wait. Hold on.
The bear wobbles and falls.
He's coming head first. Here he comes. Oh, geez.
They rush to catch it.
Oh, oh, oh! Yes, you guys.
Okay, just go, 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 go.
Unbelievable! We did it.
They lay the cub carefully in the back of the pickup. It turned out to be a male, less than 25 pounds. He'll spend the winter at Montana Wild, the wildlife rehab center in Helena, and will be released next spring. For Living on Earth, I'm Clay Scott in Augusta, Montana.